This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God,
who is love.
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yebo, be inspired on this beautiful, cold Cape Town weather. But it's a beautiful day anyway that the Lord, our God, has made for us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Lindy, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Other than being cold, it's freezing. Me and this cold weather, we are not on the same WhatsApp group. But other than that, I'm great.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Oh, you look awesome. You look awesome indeed.
Yeah, the glory of the Lord, of course,
upon
my life, the anointing, the power.
Come on now.
Alles, as he saw.
You see? Now people are getting warm.
I'm trying to wake myself up.
People are getting warm now in this cold weather.
I'm trying to get your coffee soon.
Eh? You can't wait to finish and get your coffee.
Man, right? I wish I had a cup of coffee right here. So yeah, but other than that, the studio is warm.
It's warm, eh?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We are warmer because we have our listeners. Listening to us on this beautiful radio station, 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit, your daily companion on this beautiful day. And, they're going to keep us warm. And also because we are live on Facebook as well. You can go and watch us there, see us live and see how handsome I am and how beautiful Lindiwe is. And also how beautiful our guest is Miss Ihlengiwe Nyuliwe, all the way from River of Life Church in Khayelitsha, Cape Town. We're going to be talking about guarding your heart today. Guarding your heart in our scripture verse, as Nadia will say. Our scripture verse is found in the book of Proverbs.
Okay.
So don't you change that dial. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be wild. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be full of the Most High God. We're having a beautiful song by a new song, Praise Him. The group is a new song, Praise Him. And today we have a guest. If you want to see the guest that's not going to be speaking, go live on Facebook and you will watch her there. So we'll probably introduce her at the end. But anyway, here's a new song saying, Praise Him. This is The Father's Love with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe.
Of course, there's no better place to be except to be on The Father's Love Show on your radio this afternoon. Man, when I was just thinking, every time I get excited, I know it's Tuesday and then the next day it's going to be radio. So I'm so excited to be here. It's like my first time coming here to the studio. But I was just listening to this song by a new group, new song, ne?
New
That's
song.
The group.
Yeah.
Praise Him. Man, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise His name. Each and every day when you wake up in the morning, just praise the Lord. Give Him all the glory because Him alone, He deserves it. So looking forward to a wonderful time with you this afternoon, as we have a special guest with us who will share a word. I always get excited when we have, someone in the studio, because that means, when you've read a scripture, we said Nadia Utini,
scripture verse.
When you have read a scripture and someone brings another perspective, of that scripture, that word, I always get excited. That means I'm growing and I'm learning, because each and every day we need to grow, we need to learn, and we need to, expand. So we have a beautiful lady here with us, Sihle. We normally call her Sihle, but I love your full name, Sihlengiwe. What does it mean?
It means we are redeemed.
Oh, Sihlengi. That's how we pronounce it in our own language, ne?
Mm. Yeah, Sihlengi.
Sihlengi, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, normally you have more or less the same word, but the way you pronounce it as Xhosa people us, Swati, it becomes like, okay, like I'm hearing this word for the first time. So we have Sihlengi. Is that how you pronounce
it? Great revelation. So you Swati, Lindi?
Yes, I am. So we have Sihlengi. We're here with us in the studio who will share a word with us guarding our heart. I am so excited, looking forward. My pen is ready. You can see there's my pen. Those who are watching us on Facebook, I'm raising up my hand, my pen, and I've got a paper today because someone forgot my book in the car.
I don't know who that is.
So I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to hear what the Lord, you know, has to say to us, because the Lord speaks all the time, every minute, every second. Our God speaks to us. So let me, before I get carried away.
Yeah, before you get carried away, I just want to appreciate Posi Bagger, you know, our manager, station's manager here, saying, Lekker, keep warm. God bless. Yeah, we are warm here.
Yeah,
we are warm now.
It's warm
with
here.
You, Posi, surely, watching us live on Facebook as well. Yeah, we're about to take off our jackets and stuff. And Mweti Lamini saying, yeah, we see you. So you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0817291657. 0817291657. You can join in on the conversation with us today with Sihlengiwe. Sihlengiwe, good day, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Pastor Bongani and Pastor Lindiwe. It's good to be here. It's such a privilege to be with you guys, and I'm super excited to be sharing. I'm much warmer now. I was cold when I walked up the stairs. I was like, yo, it's freezing.
Yeah.
So I'm much warmer and more comfortable.
Awesome. So let's guard our hearts, man. Let's guard our hearts.
Amen. Sure. This is such a, for me, I believe it's such a vital and important concept or thing to understand, because, you know, we read, let's actually open Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, and it says, keep your heart, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Mm.
And man, I think I've read the scripture so many times, and I just read over it and it didn't really click to me, you know, and the Lord just started to show me different things and how important it is, because whatever happens, whatever that we allow our hearts to take in is exactly what becomes of us. It says in another translation that it affects everything that you do or everything around you. And so I would just like to just do a quick comparison with two different stories in the Bible, and just to show how important it is to guard our hearts. In Judges chapter 16, the story of Samson and Delilah. So Samson has this great strength, and Delilah is trying to find out, where does your strength come from? And she keeps asking for three different times. And Samson keeps lying and says, no, if you tie me up with fresh ropes, then I'll be as weak as any man. And no, she does that. And still, he's still strong. And she's like, no, but you've lied to me. And this goes on for three times. And then in verse 15, it says, I'm reading from the New King James. It says, then she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? So catch that part. When your heart is not with me. Anyway, then it continues and it says, you have mocked me these three times and have not told me where your great strength lies. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words, and till his soul was vexed unto death. Verse 17, that he told her all his heart. And if you continue with the chapter, I really encourage you to go read the whole story. But at the end, he tells her everything, and eventually he loses his strength. But this is what one of the things that I just like to focus on, that it says here that she pressed him daily with her words. And there have been words that have been pressed to us daily, people's opinions, our own viewpoints of what we think of ourselves, that have been pressed to us so many times that it has caused us to give our hearts over to that particular opinion or to that particular belief of ourselves.
Okay.
And so we see here that Samson did not guard his heart. Because, yes, in the Bible it's recorded that three times Delilah was asking him about his strength, and it says that daily. We don't know how long that took, but it says that eventually his soul was vexed unto death, and he told her all his heart. So we don't really know how long it took. Could have taken a couple of days, a couple of weeks, couple of months. But eventually, she won, in a sense. Eventually, the words that has been pressed to him were finally in him, and he was able to give out his heart. But I'm not going to dwell there. I just want to do the comparison I'm talking about. So let's quickly jump to, I'm just going to open in 2 Kings. And this is 2 Kings chapter 4, if you are opening your Bibles. And this is the story of the Shunammite woman and Elisha. And here, the son of the Shunammite woman passes away. So what happens is that the son is in the field with her father, with his father, and he cries, "My head, my head." And the father says, "No, take the son to her mother." And he goes to the mother, and he lies on the mother's lap, and then eventually dies. And what the mother does is so interesting, eh? The mother takes the son, and she lays him in the bed of the man of God, which is Elijah. And when she lays him there, the husband, then she tells the husband to tell the servants to saddle up a donkey, as I want to go to the man of God. And the husband is like, why are you going? Like, it's not the Sabbath, it's not the new moon, like, what's the point? And the woman does not say that our son is dead. Like, how can you not be stressing? How can you? She's just like, it is well.
Yeah.
And she leaves. And she goes to, I'm just going to start reading from verse 20-25. So she tells the servant to continue. So she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her afar, that he said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, it is well, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? And is it well with your child?" And you see, the woman answers the servant Gehazi and says, "It is well." So she's saying, "It is well with my husband, it is well with me, and it is well with my child."
Come on.
And man, this woman, it was not in her heart. In her heart, her son was not dead. I mean, I just said now that, and if you read the story, she laid her dead son on the bed, and she left. But when she answers Gehazi, she says, "It is well." And, you know, even if you continue reading, Elisha says, "Man, leave her alone, because God has hidden this from me. I don't know what is troubling her, what's troubling her so much." It means this thing of her son being dead, it was not in her heart. She did not consider that her son was dead. And, you know, it goes to remind me in Romans 4 verse 19, where it says, Abraham considered not, he staggered not at the promises of God. Man, he considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb or his old age, but he knew that he who is promised is sure to fulfill the promises.
Yeah.
And so what we start to see here is that, man, what you are considering in your heart, what you are thinking about, consider, it means to examine. It means to ponder. It means to think about. It means to study. And the things that, the opinions, things that people have said, and belief systems about yourself that you've believed about yourself, that you have considered, you have pondered, you have examined about yourself, you have studied about yourself. Those are the things that affects your life, affects things around you, have programmed you to what you are right now. And so I just want to, I have a question to ask you. What are you considering today? What is it that has become your belief? What is it that when you look at yourself in the mirror that you think, this is who I am? No, I'm a failure. No, I'm not beautiful enough. No, I'm not smart enough. No, I can't achieve this particular thing. No, this is not for me. This is maybe for, you know, my brother, my sister, my mother, some family member, but it's not for me. What are those things that you have believed about yourself that are not in line with what God is saying about you. You know, Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And you know, I always read past that last part of that verse where it says, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. Meaning there are certain things that you, as a born again believer, as a Christian, that you might know that, oh, the word says that I am prosperous. The word says that I am healed, but I'm not seeing the manifestation. It's because your heart is not believing. It's not examining it. It's not studying that, man, this is who I am. This is what the Bible is saying. This is who I am. And instead, your heart is not there. Hence why that verse says, he says, eat, drink, but his heart is not with you. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So as you are thinking in your heart, as what your heart is in your heart is exactly is what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
So let us just jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So we're speaking about guarding your heart, the importance of guarding your heart, keeping your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Out of it, what is in your heart, that is exactly what the outcome of your life is going to be. Sometimes we struggle in life, we see things not happening, and it's because of what is actually in your heart. You may know something in your head, but in your heart, it is what you believe in your heart is completely different.
Sure.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, let me start from verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so here, this scripture is saying that, man, as soon as you realize that, man, what I'm believing about myself is not in line with what the word of God is, to take captive of that thought. You know, sometimes someone may say something to you and, you know, a person may say, yeah, but, you know, in a joking way, especially in a joking way, people, this happens a lot when someone jokes and say, yeah, but that's not for you. Nah, but you're not qualified for that. No, you're not capable of that. Yeah, you must be joking. You can't do that. And you know what happens is that we entertain that. We're like, yeah, we laugh about it. But actually deep down, it has taken a root in our hearts. And what the scripture is saying is that it's taking every thought into captivity. So as soon as that happens and you realize that, man, this is contrary to who I am. This is contrary to who I am in Christ, that you immediately capture that and you say, nope, I'm not going to let this stay root in my heart. When you capture something, you don't just lightly just take it. You capture it. It's quick. It's immediate. And it's saying taking every thought into captivity. I like verse 5 where it says casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So everything that is not in line with what the word of God says, that is what we should be capturing in our hearts. And just to couple the scripture with Philippians 4 verse 8 where it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. In the NLT it says, fix your thoughts on these things. Put your attention, consider these things, study these, examine these things. Let them be a part of you and not what is not what the word of God is saying. In Corinthians, we read that every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And so what you are doing, as soon as you capture these thoughts, as soon as you realize that, man, this is not who I am, what I'm believing is not what the word of God is saying, is that you capture it with, and you start to meditate, to think on what the word is saying about who you are. You take that and you said, nope, I am not a failure. I am successful. No, I am not sick. I am healed. No, I am not I'm not ugly. I'm lovely. I'm beautifully and wonderfully made by God. Mm-hmm. Man, you start taking all these, the truths of who you are in Christ, and you start aligning them with what God is saying. Everything that has been said to you, everything that you consider in your heart, that you think, man, because there are some things where, someone has said a while back, maybe even in primary school, maybe in when you were still very, very young, that you have now think that this is who I am. Mm. You know, this is who I am, and I can't help it. I'm like this, you know, like, just take it as it is, take it or leave it. And, you know, you start realizing that, man, but when you open the scriptures and you look at the word and you look at what God is saying about you, about who you are, you start realizing that, man, this is not me. This is not me. I am more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. I am a beautifully and lovely man. I am blameless. Mm. I am holy. I am righteous. Then you start realizing, then you start taking, you start, how Corinthians 10 was saying that, you cast down every stronghold, casting down every argument. Mm. That's you uprooting every lie that the devil has planted in your heart, and that you have allowed to grow and, you know, take root and establish in your heart. Mm. And that is you guarding your heart from every single thing that has been said to you that is a lie and that is not in line with what the word of God is saying.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Lindy, indeed, the entrance of God's word brings about light. I'm so quiet. Oh, I'm listening in the operation that is happening in my heart. And I believe that our listeners, you know, they're going through the same. I just hope that everyone that is listening to the sound of Sihle's voice right now, you are doing some introspection as I am right now. Yeah. And, you know, before I say anything, let's allow Donnie just to sing for us as we continue to let the word of God sink in when he says, I call you faithful, for faithful he is.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Of course, you are on 729 AM Cape Pulpit. I just love the ad that we were listening to right now, where it's, you know, Brett talks about we explore the world together.
How amazing is that?
That you have a radio station, you know, that helps you to grow and you know, in the knowledge of who God is in your life, and that you are able to explore the word of God. They encourage you each and every day to spend time with God in his word. And there's no way that you can go astray. No way you can
bread.
Be discouraged. I mean, you have a daily companion. Come on now, what else?
Bread.
Come on, that's
where the bread of life.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So excited. I'm so glad and so honored to be part of such a radio station. And yeah, man, Sihle. If you are a parent, you are listening to us right now, make sure that your children listen to this broadcast, because I'm telling you, this is what they need right now. As I was thinking about, you know, looking at our topic, guiding our heart, and I'm just looking at so many things that our young people are going through. There's so many things that, you know, they experience this thing with depression and anxiety, so much, like, on another level, so high. It's because our kids are considering the things that they should not consider. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they keep things in their hearts that they should not keep. I love what the comparison that you brought with that woman in Second Kings. Man, when someone dies, that you are broken.
You lose it.
You go crazy. You think it's the end of the world. But look at how this woman, I mean, you know, take that into consideration. If we could also do that when we go through challenges and storms, let's not consider, because it, that's not who God says we are. Come on.
How can you say it is well?
You know,
it is when well your with son you, it is well with you. I mean, that's the only son, by the way.
Yeah. And you
that's
say, my son is
and,
well with
she's
my
not
child, would you know?
Kids, and then here's this kid, and she never wanted the kid. She got to the space. Sorry, Lindy, just to get in. She got to the space where, you know, she just accepted her faith. a fate. As Sikhe said earlier on, that you know, sometimes we've accepted certain things as norm in our lives, even though it's not okay. Because you look into the backstory before this one. Mm. I mean, how she even got the baby. You know, it was like, she's okay, I'm fine. When the Prophet said, what is it that you need? You need connections, you need this and that. I'm like, But lo and behold, she needed a son.
Mm.
You know, she needed a son, but to her, it was like she's already accepted the status quo.
It's never going to happen.
Here's the Prophet prophesying that you're going to have a child, and then she gets the child, and the child dies, and then this woman, like, instead of throwing her toys out of the court and say, you see, now you created. No, she still said, I didn't want this child. Now
you gave it. Now you take it away.
This woman says, not it as well. Mm. I got him through that man, so that man will see to finish.
Yeah.
It was in that room, so I'm leaving this child in this room where I found it. Yeah. Sorry, Lin, I just got too excited. You're still saying?
That's the cry of my heart,
mm-hmm.
that our children, I'm so glad that my daughter has joined us in the studio today. She's listening, and when I get home, I will make sure she studies what Sikhe's talking about today.
Because we're going to get her the podcast to listen to.
Exactly,
over and over again.
Exactly. Our kids need to listen to this. They should not consider, nor should they ponder or study on the things that are contrary to the Word of God, to what the Word of God is saying concerning them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, this is it. I don't know what else do you want.
Once again.
Lily. See, today we are on a mission.
I'm excited. You know, it excites me. I get so excited when we talk about the Word of God. You know, I think our listeners, now they are used to that fact that on this show, we love the Word of God. And that is why we say there's a solution to everything that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. And it is true. It's found in the Word of God. You know, Sikhe, as you were sharing, and you went into 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. You know, when you said 2 Corinthians chapter 10, immediately in my mind, like 3 to 5 comes in, and I'm like, how is Sikhe going to bring this one, you know, to the message that exactly what Lindy was said earlier on, that, you know, she gets so excited when you have a guest, because then she's going to hear scriptures in a different way. And today I have. And look at it. You know, verse 5 in the NLT says we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. Every proud obstacle. And pride, sometimes we grow up knowing that pride, maybe it's something that where you think big of yourself. But, you know, thinking low of yourself is also pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it says we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God, that keeps people from fellowshipping with God.
Sure.
Because when you fellowship with God, when you are in a relationship with God, He's going to begin to reveal who you really are. And then you're going to enjoy this eternal life in the here and the now. And then it says, we capture. I like that.
Yeah.
You said it. And you don't... Capture is not capture.
Yeah,
no, you
slowly
capture this thing.
You grab it.
Sikhe said that. And then, you know, it says we capture... Listen to this. They are rebellious thoughts. And teach them to obey Christ. And who is Christ? Christ is the Word.
It's the Word.
Sikhe, we are not the guests. We just get too excited. When somebody just comes and reveals the Word. You know, just share your heart. Just share your heart.
Keeping our hearts. Like, I'm just thinking, I like what Mama was saying now, that... The young ones should listen to this. I mean, I'm not as old either, but man, I'm thinking about my own life and just growing up. I remember this particular incident when I was in primary school, and I'm Xhosa, but I grew up speaking Zulu, and so when I went to the school, they made fun of me because I couldn't speak Xhosa. I could only speak Zulu and English. And it got to a point where they didn't want to, you know, play with me. And man, kids are mean. Play with me. And it created such a scar in my heart that I knew, okay, I was not accepted in this group of people because I couldn't speak the language. because I was not, I started in grade 2 in this particular school, so I didn't start with them from grade R, so already I felt like, ish, I'm not part of these people.
Sure.
And it got to a point that as the years went on, I wanted to prove myself. Man, I went all in into sports.
Okay.
I made sure I excelled in my athletics. I was number one, you know, just so to prove, to feel accepted, to feel wanted. And, you know, like I too can also, you know, be part of you. Even in high school, I got with the wrong friends, did the wrong things, knowing that, you know, this is not, I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I did them just to get that approval, get that acceptance. And it's really just because I considered what these girls thought about me. I took it to heart. I let it, you know, create a stronghold in my life that everywhere I go, I would first scout the area and see, okay, so what kind of people are these? And then when I figured out, okay, there are these kind of people, then I, you know, change the mask and I become this person.
Become a chameleon.
You know, every time, every group of people I come into. But you see, as the years went more and more, I started to realize that I don't even know who I am.
Sure.
Because now every time I'm with these particular people, I'm this way.
Yeah,
if I'm with these
way.
Particular, I'm this way. But the real Sihlengiwe, I don't know. You know, I got to such a revelation in the sense of, even with my own name, I wouldn't want people to, I would introduce myself as Usihle, not Sihlengiwe, because it was like, oh, what does that mean? That's a long name, you know, all of these things, a Zulu name.
Sure.
That only now is when, like, I'm like, I introduce myself as Sihlengiwe, because it's who I am. Mm. It's my name. It's a beautiful name. Who wouldn't want to be called We Are Redeemed?
You know?
And so, but this all happened because I started to look into the Word of God, to look into the perfect Word of God, and to see who He says about me. I started to open scriptures. You know, Ephesians is such a wonderful book to find your identity in Christ. You know, I would look at Ephesians and just see that I am holy, I'm blameless, I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. You know, before the foundation of the world, He chose me, He knew me. And, you know, all of these things, I started to uproot, you know, to take out these, to cast down these strongholds that I was believing that I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, I need to be a certain way to be accepted. And so I started just to really see that, man, I am accepted in Christ. I am loved by God. I'm His beloved. I'm highly favored. And man, really, this is something that if your heart is not right, it's as if you're blocking the flow. So what God has already created for you to experience, His love, His joy, His peace, everything that He has already done for you, in a sense, you kind of block those things because you are believing this of yourself and you are not allowing it to flow through. So when you are believing that, oh man, I'm not lovely, I'm this, so I can't go do that, so I can't, I need to change so that, and you know, maybe God is, God created you the way you are so that you can touch this particular person. And now you're trying to act and be, create this specific persona so that you may think you are accepted, you know, in your own eyes. Whereas God put you in a specific place, made you the way you are so you can touch and be an influence to the next person. And so, man, when I started realizing these things, that, man, before the foundations of the world, man, God already, He formed me, He knew me, He had a plan, good plan for me. And so, yeah, it's really, it's a very important thing to guard your heart.
Amen.
Wow.
Just so that you can experience what God has for you and in store for you. And it's been an awesome journey for myself.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. How wonderful it is, Lindy, that, you know, Sihle is not just sharing something that, you know, I'm just reading. I'm supposed to come to radio, let me just prepare something. But it's something that she's already, you know, experienced and gone through and overcame. Because that's what I wanted to ask. How, where do you start? You know, how does one actually deal with that kind of situation in their lives? And here's Sihle just answered. Very nicely. Here's David Imani featuring Lukua Kanza saying Tomorrow is Coming.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Where else can you be? Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
You know, that's what we were talking about. Like, we only have like not even 2 minutes now. It's like a minute.
You know?
And then that's it. Like, we're enjoying ourselves, but we really had fun. We have been enlightened through the word of God. And thank you so much, Sitle, for this word. As I said earlier on,
it's very calming and soothing.
Yeah, no, the way you just speak and you just, yeah, well, I don't even want to say much. That's it for me for today.
If you've just joined us now and you don't know what we're talking about and why we're having those moments, you know what, you can tune in. You know, there's a repeat tomorrow at 10 in the evening. You can tune in live and listen in. Otherwise, you can go and watch us on Facebook Live. Or you can download yourself the podcast,
yes.
You know, on our podcast. Go to our website and download this show. And forward to your loved ones, man. Let them listen in. Let them get empowered. Before we give Sitle her last moment to say a goodbye, we just want to give this lady just to say hi. How are you, Missy?
I'm good, and you?
We're good. Your name again?
My name is Mikateko Msivi.
Hey, Mikateko Msivi. Thank you that you could join us today, Mikateko. We
no
love
problem.
You so much. No problem. That's our daughter right there. If you want to see her, you can go live on Facebook. You know, she just came with daddy and mommy to work just to see what we do. Sitle, your final words, ma'am.
Sure. Can I just pray for us?
Yeah.
Just,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for your love. We thank you, Father, that you always have a way of just bringing us back to you,
yes,
for drawing us with your gentle cords to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have shown us how important it is to guard our hearts, to guard the opinions of others, to guard what we are considering on our daily basis. And I thank you, Jesus, that we have your word, we have you, we have the Holy Spirit that will continually remind us of who we are in you, Jesus, and will continue to help us to uproot all that is not in line with what you say we are, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sitle, thank you so very much. May God continue to bless you and shine his face towards you as he causes his grace to abound and lift up his countenance upon your life. May it be well with you every day of your life. Thank you so very much. Till next time. Because you're going to come back definitely. Till next time, folks. We're going to meet next Wednesday, same place, same time. Otherwise, Gilma Standers is coming at the top of the hour with the news. I can already see her there at the reception. And Liev Steele also is coming. Enjoy the rest of your day. We love you. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
From your ears to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Become part of this life with Radio Cape Pulpit on 7-9 a.m.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7-9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.